USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Attorney Ben Crump speaking out about the newly released police body cam video that shows Memphis officers beating Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop.
They are just trying to conspire to justify this unjustifiable brutal killing of this unarmed young black man.
Crump also taking issue with the other officers on the scene who did nothing to stop the beating or help Nichols. The release of the Tyre Nichols police video led to protests all across the country.
Hundreds assembled across New York City on Friday night, joining people across the country condemning police brutality. One of the large groups gathered at Times Square, where emotions were high.
Cops don't care where people die. Protect them, sir.
That's a lie.
One protester jumped on a police vehicle and broke the windshield, ABC 7 reported. Another person was arrested for punching a police officer. In New York, I'm Jerry Garmash.
Los Angeles police are investigating an early morning shooting that left three people dead and four others injured. That shooting took place outside a party in Beverly Crest, which borders Beverly Hills. A motive for the shooting not yet known. Seven people are dead, three others injured after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. According to reports, a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and began shooting at worshipers attending Friday night services. Police say there are children among the dead. The gunman was killed at the scene. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is shooting down claims that Republicans will cut entitlements in their negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. In an interview, McCarthy said Republicans won't touch Medicare or Social Security. Earlier this week, McCarthy said he wanted to trim government spending unrelated to entitlement programs. House Republicans are demanding spending cuts as a price for lifting the debt ceiling. And the Powerball jackpot getting bigger. Nobody won Wednesday night's lottery drawing, so the jackpot for tonight's Powerball up to a whopping $572 million. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail. He delivered the keynote address at today's annual meeting of New Hampshire Republicans.
Everyone in this room shares the one key mission. We're going to defeat Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
He also promised that New Hampshire will never lose its place as the first in the nation primary for Republicans. He's also going to South Carolina, where he will hold his first 2024 campaign event. Notebooks belonging to President Biden among the items seized by the FBI from his Delaware home. Those notebooks were used by Biden during his time as vice president. Writings in the books related to such things as diplomatic engagements with possible references to classified material. The notebooks themselves, however, do not have classified markings. Comedian Jay Leno recovering from more injuries after working on one of his vintage vehicles. Leno says he got knocked off his 1940 Indian motorcycle while testing it. He suffered a broken collarbone, two cracked ribs, and two cracked kneecaps. With great power comes great responsibility.
Prince Andrew no longer has private quarters within Buckingham Palace. Andrew's older brother, King Charles, removed his access from the London-based palace. Andrew officially stepped down from his royal duties in November of 2019 amid scrutiny over his past association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.